The Spellbinding Secret of Avery Buckle. Written by Hannah Foley and read by Scarlett Mack. Once in her bedroom, Avery laid the package on the bed and traced the swirling handwriting with her finger. Avery Buckle. It was the sort of writing you found in old books, full of delicate flicks and curls. There was an inky postmark on the parcel, in the top right corner that she couldn't quite make out. But no stamp or address. It was very odd. How had it got here? It had been the same with the mysterious parcels that had brought her the sea glass and the guidebook. There had been no note with them and no sign of who sent them. The sea glass was frosted white, but looked no different to glass that anyone could pick up on beaches the world over. The edges of the little guidebook curled with age and were mottled with brown specks. It was the sort of thing you might find in a second-hand bookshop. It described a district of Edinburgh called Cannon Mills. Avery had never been to Scotland and didn't know anyone there, so there was no reason for someone to send her such a thing. Carefully untying the string on the new parcel, Avery ripped the paper away to reveal a small round object, brown and wrinkled, a peach stone. Someone had sent her a peach stone. She pulled the sea glass and the guidebook from her pocket, holding them in one hand, and the peach stone in the other. There it was again, that funny, glad feeling. She couldn't say why, but when she touched the strange collection of items, she felt her whole body flood with a comforting kind of warmth. Avery rummaged amongst the torn paper, but couldn't find a note. Who was sending her these things and why? They'd started to arrive around the same time that Avery had first felt she was being followed. Was that connected? Or just a coincidence? Maybe her real parents had sent them. Avery had never known her mother and father. As far back as she could remember, she had lived with Bob and Cindy, two spells conjured up by who knew who to take care of her. Both Bob and Cindy had always been completely honest on that front. "What exactly are you?" Avery had first asked them when she was very small. The answer was always the same. "We're magic," Bob would beam. "Our job is to look after something or someone very precious. We look after you."
"And you have absolutely no idea who conjured you up?" Avery would ask.
"Not a bean," they would reply. "You've been put here with us to keep you safe, so keep you safe is what we do."
"Safe from what? And are you sure you don't know who my parents are?" Avery would persist.
"Not a clue on either count, I'm afraid."
Bob would shake his head. But Cindy would look at Avery sadly.
"Were. We don't know who your parents were, Avery. You're the last of the Catfey, and if you're the last, it stands to reason there can't be any others."
"But you don't know that, do you?" Avery would say stubbornly. "And what exactly is a Catfey anyway?"
"Oh, well, that's easy," Bob would nod. "A Catfey is you, part human and part cat, but entirely special." And that was the nub of it. Because being brought up by two spells wasn't the only unusual thing about Avery Buckle. Avery had a tail, a long, black, furry tail, which she kept carefully hidden away.